From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama, emerging from a meeting with his national security team Tuesday, repeated there's no evidence suggesting a foreign terror group was behind Sunday's attack on an Orlando, Florida nightclub in which a lone gunman identified as 29-year-old Omar Mateen killed 49 people.
It is increasingly clear, however, that the killer took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet. He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. As we know all too well, terrorist groups like ISIL have called on people around the world and here in the United States to attack innocent civilians. Their propaganda, their videos, their postings are pervasive.
Mr. Obama said U.S. law enforcement is doing everything to stop these kinds of attacks, but are sobered by the difficulty in trying to detect these lone actors beforehand. Mateen was killed in a shootout with police after a three-hour standoff at the Pulse nightclub. Meanwhile, a law enforcement official has told Reuters that Mateen's wife, Noor Salman, knew of his plans and could be charged. The U.N. Security Council has unanimously authorized a year-long crackdown on arms smuggling in the waters off Libya, supporting the inspection of vessels by the navies of European Union members to seize and dispose of illicit weapons. Operation Sophia is designed to help the UN-backed Unity government trying to take charge in the country.
Cette résolution permet désormais de procéder de manière efficace en haute mer au large de la Libye.
French Ambassador François Delattre described the resolution as representing true headway in implementing an arms embargo on Libya. UN Libyan envoy Martin Kobler told the council that the North African country is awash in weapons. This is VOA News. More than 40,000 civilians from the embattled Iraqi city of Fallujah have reportedly fled over the past 3 weeks, with a similar number still believed trapped inside in the fighting between a government-led coalition and Islamic State defenders. Those still trapped are believed to have access to very little food and water. The charity Norwegian Refugee Council says the flow of refugees from Fallujah has fallen in the past 24 hours as IS fighters hinder the exodus. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei took aim at U.S. presidential candidates Tuesday, warning them against undoing the international nuclear deal worked out last year. The Iranian spiritual leader and said candidates in the American presidential election are threatening to tear it up. He says if they do so, we will burn it. Dozens of French police and protesters were injured Tuesday in clashes over planned changes in labor laws. Police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse mostly black-clad and masked youths. Several unions and student organizations planned the protest that drew tens of thousands. Strikes also closed the Eiffel Tower and disrupted transport links. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Santo Domingo Tuesday, for a meeting of the Organization of American States, announced plans for high-level talks with Venezuela in a bid to ease long-standing tensions. He said he expected those talks to start right away in Caracas. Earlier in the speech to OAS members, Kerry signaled support for the right of the Venezuelan opposition to organize a recall of President Nicolas Maduro.
Venezuelans have the right to use constitutional mechanisms to express their will in a peaceful and a democratic manner.
Mr. Maduro's government is grappling with a deepening economic crisis that includes food shortages and high inflation and has sparked food riots. A protest Tuesday left at least one dead. Kerry also called on Caracas to respect human rights and free political prisoners. The UN envoy to the tiny West African country Guinea-Bissau warned the Security Council Tuesday that the longer the political crisis there continues, the more likely it would experience setbacks in its economic development. Modibo Touré said a sustainable solution to the country's political crisis can only be found through genuine political dialogue. President José Mario Vaz's appointment of a new prime minister by decree last month sparked a constitutional crisis. Media reports indicate Tokyo Governor Yoichi Masozoe will submit his resignation as early as Wednesday amid allegations of improper use of tax funds, including using them for family trips and artwork. He faces a no-confidence vote in the Tokyo Assembly. Masozoe was a leading force in Tokyo's successful campaign to host the 2020 Olympic Games. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.